Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Overwhelming grief in Uvalde. I'm Austin York. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. It was a chaotic press conference in Uvalde this afternoon as the governor gave updates on yesterday's deadly school shooting. Governor Greg Abbott says 19 children were killed along with two adults in yesterday's school massacre. Abbott says the shooter, 18-year-old Salvador Ramos, went on Facebook to announce what he was about to do moments before he did it.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
Now, while Abbott was speaking, his Democratic opponent for governor, Beto O'Rourke, crashed the press conference before being thrown out.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Hey, sit down and don't play this stuff.
Outside the venue, O'Rourke demanded stronger gun laws in Texas.
He should not have been able to buy an AR-15 right there. Do you want a solution? Stop selling AR-15s in the state of Texas. You want a solution? Have universal background checks. We don't have them. You want a solution? Red flag laws or extreme risk protection orders, which stop a shooting before it happens. You want a solution? Safe storage laws.
Governor Greg Abbott says Texas lawmakers have already addressed big issues around gun safety and mental health. He says they took action after the Santa Fe High School shooting in 2018.
Pretty much every issue was raised by one legislator or another about potential ways to address shootings like this.
He says he signed 17 bills on those issues that were recommended by a task force. President Biden says he plans to meet with relatives of the victims in Uvalde.
Jill and I will be traveling to Texas in the coming days to meet with the families and let them know we have a sense, just a sense of their pain, and hopefully bring some little comfort to the community in shock, in grief, and in trauma.
He says the entire nation needs to stand with them at this time. In the wake of the school massacre, police departments throughout North Texas are beefing up patrols in and around schools.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes says officers will have a very conspicuous presence in and around schools for the remainder of the school year.
We realize there's a heightened sense of fear, maybe with some families and some students, and we want to provide as much security, literal security, and perception of security that we possibly can.
Chief Noakes says the mass murder at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde underscores the importance of having uniformed resource officers in schools. He says the department is currently working on a plan to beef up the school resource officer program for the next school year. At Fort Worth Police Headquarters, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Dallas Cowboys holding OTAs at the Star in Frisco today, but all thoughts were on the events in Uvalde. Head coach Mike McCarthy was emotional when asked about the tragedy.
It's mind-boggling. I don't like talking about these things because it's hard enough to think about as a parent. We got to be better. I mean, responsibilities we have as a community, as parents, I mean, it's just... To not to protect the future of our communities is just it's tragic.
Quarterback Dak Prescott said, quote, "Honestly, it makes me fearful to have children, and that's not right. That's sad." The Texas Court of Criminal Appeals today commuted a Fort Worth man's sentence to life without parole for a 1986 murder.
In 1986, Segundo raped one woman, then murdered 11-year-old Vanessa Villa by strangulation. He was sentenced to die, but his execution was halted after new guidelines by the U.S. Supreme Court questioned whether Segundo had the mental capacity to be executed. The Court of Criminal Appeals today found he did not. Enrique Balderas, brother of the victim, is angry over the ruling.
It don't really mean anything. anything for me to be for him to be in there watching TV all day, eating his three meals a day. It's ridiculous.
UNT Dallas Law Professor Brian Owsley notes the Court of Criminal Appeals' hands were tied by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling.
The court is essentially affirming that he should not be executed because of intellectual disability.
Police tied Segundo to two other murders, but he was never brought to trial on those cases. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
And last night, the Mavs got on the board. They're down 3-1 to the Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. But does last night's victory mean they've got momentum now?
After staying alive in the NBA West Finals with a Game 4 win, do the Mavericks have momentum now going into Game 5 tomorrow night out West, Jason Kidd?
Yeah, we felt all along we've been getting great looks. Sometimes they go in, sometimes they don't in this series so far. It's a matter about making shots. We believe if we can continue to keep getting the shots that we got, if we make them, it puts pressure on them.
Luka Doncic was voted first-team All-NBA as he received 88 first-team votes and 476 points. Rangers' six-game Western trip continues with Game 2 in Anaheim tonight against the Halos. Texas has lost three straight. Jimmy the Saint Christopher, News Radio, 1080 KRLD.
With your afternoon all local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.